The Questions of Jesus. From time to time, one may hear someone say, "That's a good question." This can mean a variety of things to the one who says it, and to the one who hears it, usually it means, "I'll have to think of an answer." As I read the questions of Christ in the Gospels, I was constantly saying to myself, "That's a good question," and almost immediately I would add, "And it deserves an honest answer." Then I endeavored to gather and examine all the recorded questions Jesus asked throughout his life and ministry and honestly attempted to answer them or to apply their rhetorical truth one by one for myself. The idea of this guide is for you, the reader, to do the same. You'll find here riches yet untapped, available by a simple, honest approach to the questions of Christ. Answers to these questions provide a sound basis to answer questions of life. A foundation of solid understanding awaits an honest seeker. Much of our time and consideration is given to the questions that we ask God. These questions often go unanswered and leave us in a state of confusion worse than before we asked. Is it that they have no answer? As C.S. Lewis asked, "Can a mortal ask questions which God finds unanswerable?" Quite easily, I should think. All nonsense questions are unanswerable. But what about the questions he asked us? Because they were formulated in the mind of the Son of God, they must be answerable and of inestimable value as well. At the end of each devotional meditation, the question is presented to the reader for consideration in new light. Let an answer formulate within and ponder it and its implications. It is unfortunate, but the reader will find that today, many of the questions Jesus asked are never posed and certainly never honestly answered. What a waste of resource this is. Jesus was a master communicator. In this day, we chase to and fro to find someone to help us, to motivate us, to guide us. Communicators we may have among us, but one with such a message? One with such pure motivation? One with such pure caring and love for his audience is more difficult to find. To whom but Jesus could we ascribe our unrestrained trust with our very lives? Unfortunately, his Bible, though still a bestseller, remains least read. Alas, Bibles bought, but not owned. Stories read, but not heard. Questions asked, but not answered.